This is, and has been, Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is, and has been, sponsored by Audio Boom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, and also your favorite local stations and sports teams on Audio Boom. The Audio Boom mobile app makes it easy to record, edit, and upload podcasts or any other kind of audio on location, wherever you are, and that way your stuff can be instantly heard by your fans and your followers on social media. There's a lot to talk about this week, but first a quick reminder of Rain Summit West. It's April 17th in Las Vegas. Our conferences are widely regarded as the leading knowledge and networking events of the streaming audio industry. Too early to think about an event in April? Well, not if you're interested in the industry and if you like getting the best travel and accommodation deals. Besides, super early bird pricing is in effect now. Go to rainnews.com and click Summits. Normal business did happen this week, but everything that wasn't the Copyright Royalty Board in the U.S. was in the shadow of the Copyright Royalty Board in the U.S. This was CRB week. Wednesday was CRB day. And that was the day when the CRB released the new webcast royalty rate structure for the next year. Actually, for the next 5 years, but this time the CRB punted on that aspect of it, and the only firm royalty rate that was delivered was for next year, 2016. The big question leading up to this was whether the royalties paid by internet radio to music labels would go up or down. Most people expected them to go up, and they did. The headline number, 17. That's 17 cents for every 100 tracks played. This year, 2015, Pandora is paying 14 cents to the record labels for every 100 tracks, so that's a meaningful increase, and it's much more than the 11 cents that Pandora petitioned for. Still, Pandora is happy. Why? Maybe because the record labels, which receive this money, wanted the number to be 25 cents per 100 plays. So the Copyright Royalty Board split the difference almost exactly. By the way, if you think these numbers are tiny, well, you're right. We're talking about a royalty rate of 1/17 of a U.S. penny for each stream on internet radio. But with billions of streams, those micropayments add up. Pandora, the market leader and biggest payer into the system, has sent hundreds of millions of dollars to record labels. And as Pandora executives never tire of pointing out, traditional broadcast radio doesn't pay a cent in the U.S. If there is one word to characterize the CRB ruling this time around, it is simplification. The Copyright Board eliminated the difference between radio station streams and pure-play internet streams like Pandora. Starting on January 1st, they will all pay the same rate of 17 cents per 100 streams. That's a serious discount for radio webcasts, which now pay 25 cents. Another simplification is that no rates have been set for 2017 through 2020. That's quite startling because the board is supposed to set the rates for 5 years. And it did in a way. The 17-cent rate will be hooked into the U.S. Consumer Price Index. That's the measure of inflation. So that 17-cent number is a baseline cost of using records by webcasters. And it will go up or down in future years based on the U.S. inflation rate. One more thing about CRB Week and how things have been simplified. There is no longer any recognition of so-called small webcasters. Ever since 2009, internet radio stations with revenue below $1.25 million could use a revenue-based calculation to pay more favorable royalty rates. This encouraged thriving small business and new startup entries into the field. At Rain News, we talked to small webcasters who are dismayed by the CRB ruling and reconsidering their businesses. One owner of a popular and venerable online radio station told me that he'll probably block U.S. listeners from his streams to avoid paying the U.S. royalty rates in the new system. Even Brian McAndrews, the CEO of Giant Pandora, mourned how difficult it will be for startups to get a foothold in the business now. If you're interested in this subject of music licensing by internet radio in the U.S., go to Rain News. Seriously, the coverage is more intense than you'll find anywhere else. Okay, enough CRB. Regular business did transpire this week, and the biggest item might be Vivendi, the global media holding company which bought a majority equity stake in Radionomy. Radionomy is an internet radio platform that hosts independent station producers and also traditional broadcast radio stations which stream online. Over 57,000 stations can be found and heard on the Radionomy platform. That platform includes Shoutcast, the venerable enabler of online radio stations, which Radionomy acquired in January 2014. In Vivendi's vast media holdings, the entity most relevant to this deal is Universal Music Group. It's the world's largest record label, one of the three major labels, and UMG recently announced that over half of its digital revenue in the third quarter of this year came from streaming audio. That metric represents a trend in which streaming is gaining on digital song downloads as consumers migrate from owning music to accessing music. So, it appears that Vivendi is planting a flag in pure-play online radio and streaming audio advertising. Radionomy has the advertising angle covered, too, because it acquired digital audio ad company TargetSpot a couple of years ago. That's a wrap for this final edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill. This program has been and is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music has been and is by Valtteri Kujala. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.